never be the same.
Don't you know your life will turn around?
Resurrection power is here to take you to a higher ground.
Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuza, Senior Pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations. We're located at 6605 Resurrection Way in Union City, Georgia, 30291. My name is Maya House, and I'm so blessed to be here with you today. It's Resurrection Week, and we are so excited. This is more than just a religious celebration. Join us as Apostle takes us into the Word to find our own lives in the story of resurrection. Today, he begins a message on celebrating the resurrected Savior in you. Let's listen in.
Before I start into my text, aren't you glad this morning that you are in the house of the Lord and we're not talking about bunnies and eggs? Yeah. That the reason we have gathered is the resurrected Christ. Yeah. And sometimes, as smart as we think we are, we do dumb things. How are you going to get chicken eggs from bunnies? And you actually go out to hunt for them, all the way up to the White House. You see how dumb we can get, and yet we think we are wise. But thank God we know the truth that no satanic adulteration is in this house. Hallelujah. Resurrection is all about Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I'm excited about this word because it is an illumination of truth to my spirit. And when you catch what I'm carrying, it will do the same thing for you. Actually, I will dare say that you will never remain the same. Because we change by truth. Not by information. We increase in knowledge by information, but we are transformed by truth. Because truth is Jesus revealed. Hallelujah. And he revealed something to me concerning resurrection that just put life into my own heart. And I said, my God, if we had known these things, even death would not be an issue. Amen. I want you to understand this morning that without the resurrection, you will not be saved this morning. Amen. The Bible tells you that, am I right? He said, without a resurrection, none of us can be born again. But why is that so? We heard that, we've read that, but what is the mystery behind it? Listen carefully. From the beginning until Jesus, men were raised from the dead. Elijah raised the son of the woman of Zarephath from the dead. You remember? Elisha raised the Shunammite woman's son from the dead. You remember that even Jesus Christ himself raised before Lazarus the woman of Nain. Says he came into town and saw a funeral procession, and it was an only son of a widow. He raised him from the dead. He raised Lazarus from the dead. You notice all these people were brought back from the dead, but they were not resurrected. Are you ready? They were brought back from the dead back to life, and they were restored into their natural body to die again. But a resurrected man is a man reborn of the Spirit. And when he rises from the dead, he never dies. Yeah. Come on, did you just catch that? Yeah. Now watch this. You say you are born again, but you don't understand the power of what that means, or why he said that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, that you will not be saved. The first reason is that when he rose from the dead, he became the first one, the first fruit. I'm going to read all the scriptures. Watch this. If he is the first, there's a second. That's a third. Amen. That's a thousand. Amen. That's a million. Amen. And you are in that number this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Is somebody hearing what I'm teaching? Amen. Now watch this. All those people were brought back to life into a physical body. But Jesus was the first man that resurrected from the dead. The Bible says he went to hell. I mean, churches should have been packed this morning. Why? We come to celebrate him that went to hell for me, so I don't have to go. Glory to God. Come on, you should have a praise. He went, so I don't have to go. So when I'm praising him, I'm not talking about my car, not talking about my house. I'm talking about life. I am a resurrected man. Ooh, glory to God. You haven't heard me yet. I haven't gotten to my punchline. You see? Because I'm going to go back and start reading the Bible to you. He said he was the first begotten from the dead. So God was creating a new breed on the earth. And watch this. And when he came out of that grave, he carried a new body. And he said, the reason I am born again and you are born again was because when he got to hell, he was made sin for me. But watch this. But there was no sin in him. And he was able to flip death. Hey. You don't hear what I'm talking about. He slipped it and became life. And when he came out of that grave, now it is possible for God to touch any dead spirit and you come alive. Oh, glory to God. I am preaching better than you are shouting. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Listen. You see, he became the firstborn among many brethren. And we haven't considered what he was saying, because you are still in this natural body. You haven't died yet. So you don't know what those, watch this, who slept in Christ. The Bible didn't say they died. He said they slept. Why did they sleep and they didn't die? Huh? You see, because once your spirit man has been flipped and you are born again, death is no longer possible. Amen. You can't die. Amen. Did you hear what I just told you? Amen. Death is not possible. Now watch this. I'm getting ahead of myself before I start reading the scriptures. That what we came to celebrate on Resurrection Sunday is what you and I are carrying and don't know that we have. He said, because the moment your spirit man has been reborn, you are carrying resurrection. So as soon as your time on earth ends, you discover that the spirit you are carrying will flip into a new body.
Amen. I pray that that word, that truth, is breathing life into you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive resurrection today. Receive that you are born again, that you have that spirit, that same glory that raised Jesus from the dead will raise you up today, right now, in the name of Jesus, in this moment. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. Stay tuned as the Apostle continues this message tomorrow. Don't miss it. This has been the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuza. God bless you.
Join us in the season of Resurrection Power as we commemorate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So come celebrate with us on Good Friday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. and Resurrection Sunday, April 4th at 10 a.m. We are located at 6605 Resurrection Way, Union City, Georgia, 30291, and online at rhfan.com. Come resurrect your life today.